Buying your first home is probably the biggest investment you will make. Finding one that you love yet fits in your budget can be a challenge. Hi, this is Stephanie Williams at First Bank Hampton. That's why we feel it's important to provide you with a team of mortgage experts who work to find you the best options and rate to meet your needs. Stop in and visit with us and experience the ease of financing locally with people you know and trust. First Bank Hampton is a member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome to the First Bank Hampton Newsmaker Program. Newsmaker is an informative local broadcast presented Monday through Friday on 104.9 KLMJ, with interviews available in their entirety online at radioonthego.com. Each day, newsmakers from Hampton, Franklin County, and around the broadcast area visit with Radio On The Go about events, meetings, public policy, and issues that affect our area. And now, here's today's First Bank Hampton Newsmaker program.
Today on the Newsmaker, we are talking with Kevin Truax of Parkersburg, and we're going to talk about horse show competitions, a high level of show horse competitions, that is, with the owner of Spooks Got Spark. Kevin is from Parkersburg, and Spooks Got Spark is the name of his horse. How are you doing, Kevin?
Very good, thank you.
And you're joining us right now on the road from Oklahoma City. You have a competition coming up, but you had a big competition last fall or late last summer here. We're going to talk about it in just a moment. But first of all, you and horse showing, how far back does that go with yourself?
Oh, gosh, I've been showing since I've been 5 years old. And it's been something my family had done for obviously all the years, but we started at a very low local level of just having fun with it. And over the years, you just keep progressing and progressing up the ranks, I guess, if you want to call it that. I've been basically in this arena for about 7 or 8 years. We've been trying to attain to show at a higher level. But like most people understand, it's very difficult to do. You got to find the right horse, the right rider, and everything's got to click. It doesn't happen very often.
Let's talk about your horse, first of all. Spooks Got a Spark, but I was looking at it online a little bit. How old is Spooks Got a Spark?
He's actually out of a horse who's one of the best horse that ever came out of our industry, called Spooks Got a Whiz. And that horse had been what they call a Triple Crown winner. He had won the three major competitions during his career, and he right now is one of the leading sires of our industry. This horse is actually his second foal crop when he was starting to breed. So this horse was born in 2013, so this right now makes him 8 years old. I work out of Parkersburg, Iowa, and I have my big barn there, and I have a trainer that trains out of my barn and trains my horses out of that barn. But when you have some of these bigger, higher-level horses, they do travel around to other trainers. So the person who actually trained him is named Sean Flaherty, and he's from Ohio, Springfield, Ohio, outside of Columbus. But he actually stands stallion, and they basically make babies down in a place in Texas. And that's where he is right now.
So Spooks Got a Spark. It does stay in Parkersburg for quite a bit of the year, though.
Yeah, we've had him up here for about 3 months last year. So this is kind of like his summer home. And like a lot of retired people, he goes south for the winter.
You mentioned your trainer, Sean Flaherty. Is he also your rider in these competitions?
Yes. Sean is actually the number one rider in the world. And he's just a phenomenal horse trainer. Top of his game right now, and he actually rode this horse for most of his career and actually started training him. The interesting thing with Spooks Got Spark is he was hurt as a three-year-old, and he was basically like the number one draft pick, so to speak. Got hurt as a three-year-old and didn't show for 2 years. So he fell off the radar. People didn't remember him. And the last couple of years, he's done well and done very well, but hasn't won. That's when I had the opportunity last year where the owner was retired or retiring, and he didn't want to go through the process of owning a stallion, promoting him, marketing him, and it takes a lot of work and time and effort, and he just wanted out of the horse. And Sean is a good friend of mine. He was training the horse at the time. He said, I think this horse can be another level horse, Kevin, but we need an owner who's going to allow me to do it. And so that's where I came in, first the horse last fall. As they say, he's only placed first or second every time I've shown him since then.
So you, again, have been at national shows throughout the United States, and you last, I believe, March, I believe, qualified for what they call Run for a Million competition. Tell us a little bit about this scenario.
This is a crazy competition because there's only 15 people who are eligible to be in this Run for $1 million, what it's called, and the first prize is a $500,000, and obviously everybody gets paid very well, second, third, fourth, down the line. But there was basically 10 spots that were left that people could qualify with. There was 130 head of horses or horses and rider combinations at the show in Scottsdale, Arizona back in March. This show was, nobody's ever seen it, where people literally went all out, gas open this early in the season, and the quality of horses was unbelievable because everybody brought their best game and best horse to this competition. The interesting thing with this is out of 130 horses, the night before you find out how you go in an order. We found out we were draw number one. We were the very first person to go in the ring at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
And this competition went on till 9 o'clock at night. We came in thinking, this is not good, because when you're that early, the judges, you know, they get tired during the day and they might give better scores later on in the day, so on and so forth. So we thought, we know our horse is going to score well, but we weren't sure exactly what would happen. Well, my guy came in, Sean Florida, and he said, I'm not going to leave it up to chance, and had the run of his life. End up being number one. Went in number one, and was number one.
Yeah, that's crazy. So you win that competition. That puts you in the run for the Million. You're one of 15 horses that went to Las Vegas in August. But tell us about what goes on in the competition. What kind of different elements are there and different disciplines within the show competition?
This is all raining. And Taylor Sheridan, who is the producer and creator of the Yellowstone television show, is the person who has put this on. And basically, it's like nothing I've ever been to, and nobody's ever seen. Essentially, it's like going to the Super Bowl. Your horse is in the Super Bowl. And we went there, and it was 5 days of leading up to this competition. And it was an evening competition. There's an 8,000-person auditorium, and it was full. And there's standing room only. So it's really bizarre because, like I say, I don't think I can describe it as like a Super Bowl environment where you're amped up, you all know you have a shot, and you're all trying to win it. And horse by horse, when they come through, it's wow, wow, wow. I mean, you just come through, and every run is phenomenal. So just to be a part of that was just fantastic.
Run for a Million, not only was it a high-level competition, not only where there's $1 million on the line, but this was being filmed for a television series on Paramount Network?
Correct. And it's airing right now, and it's a 6-episode show. It's a reality show about this sport of reining with these horses. And basically what they do is they follow a few riders throughout the year from the beginning of this March show that we won to the end show. The end result is this $1 million competition. And basically, it's like any other reality show. It's showing the ups and downs, the inside of what's really going on, the inside thinking and mindset of a lot of these riders. It's really been a great thing for the sport to have that exposure and show the average person doesn't know anything about it. So what it's all about. It's been a fun experience.
Spook's Gotta Spark, your horse, along with your rider, Sean Florida, and even yourself, I understand, get on camera quite a bit.
Yeah, we've had a few cameos on there, but my horse, because he won that first competition, he was featured on the show quite a bit, and Sean has some nice outtake interviews. We were not one of the people that was pre-selected to follow through the whole season, which was interesting because we got to crash the party, so to speak.
So they might see you cameos here and there on this. It's called Last Cowboy, and when's that air on television?
It's on Fridays at 7 o'clock.
Friday's at 7 o'clock on the Paramount Network. And so the Run for a Million, we never did really say, I mean, it's going to lead up to, but I know it's out there on social media and on websites and stuff, that your horse, it came down to, you ended up winning it all. Is that right?
We came close. We actually ended up tying for first. And instead of the very first horse to go into the ring, like we were at the Cactus, we ended up drawing last, which was kind of it was funny in itself just to see that. So we knew what score we needed to be. Sean went in, and my horse nickname is actually called Yellowstone. But Yellowstone goes in there. We thought he won, but he tied. And so we end up tying for first. After about an hour of deliberation, Taylor Sheridan, the producer of the show, said he didn't want a tie. So he said, I want you guys to go again. So we went back in the ring. The other person went first. We went second. We thought we had the score, but it ended up we came up a couple points short. And so we end up reserve champion, which was fantastic.
That is quite a story in itself. Again, it's featured on the Paramount Network show Last Cowboy. You can see that Friday nights here. And how many episodes will there be?
There's 6 episodes, so it'll be basically, I would guess, the last episode will air at the end of the month of December.
Now, is there anything else? You were telling me some inside scoop about, you mentioned Yellowstone connection there. Is there anything else you can say about that?
Yeah, it's actually what's exciting is because of the horse, his horse's success with their show and the popularity he's gained in the industry, we actually were asked, my trainer and myself, and of course the horse, who's the real movie star in this whole equation, are going to go to Montana next year to the set of Yellowstone, and we're going to be put into an episode. How that's going to work, we don't know. So we'll just do whatever they tell us and go wherever they want. But the nice thing is that we will be, whether it's 2 seconds or or 15 seconds or 30 seconds, they will put us on the season 5 of Yellowstone next year.
That's Yellowstone. That's a connection here with Parkersburg horse owner Kevin Truax. He's the owner of Spooks Got a Spark. Again, the cowboy show right now is Last Cowboy on the Paramount Network, and next season on Yellowstone, it sounds like. So, Kevin, thanks for sharing with us and joining us. I know you're busy down there in Oklahoma City getting ready for your next show, but again, best wishes on that, and thanks again, Kevin.
Thank you, Dwayne.
All right, Kevin Truax joining us today, the owner of Spooks Got a Spark. You can check that out on the Paramount Network with The Last Cowboy. I'm Dwayne Carstens here on The Newsmaker.
Thanks for listening to today's Newsmaker program presented by your friends at First Bank Hampton. First Bank Hampton's Newsmaker program can be heard every Monday through Friday on 104.9 FM following KLMJ's News at Noon. To hear today's conversation in its entirety, visit radioonthego.com and click Newsmaker under the News tab. Podcast listeners can follow Newsmaker and listen to other broadcasts on demand by subscribing to the Radio on the Go podcast for free on iTunes and Stitcher.
It happens to all of us. We have a check to deposit but don't have the time to stop by the bank. Hi, this is Pam Whipple at First Bank Hampton with offices in Hampton and Latimer. Depositing checks with Mobile Deposit, a feature of our mobile banking app, makes depositing a check quick and easy. Just log into your mobile banking, snap pictures of front and back of the check, input the amount, hit submit, and your deposit is done. It's that simple, and it saves you a trip to the bank. Try this convenient way to deposit a check today. First Bank Hampton is a member FDIC.